This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I propose a contract with the American voter that will give the government back to the people. And just so you understand, and you know this, I didn't need this, but I was doing very well on the other side. I was, you know, definitely doing well. I didn't need this, but I'll tell you, I love our country. I had to do it. I see where our country is going, and it's not good. It's really bad. My contract begins with a plan to end the rampant government corruption and to put the special interests out of business. It's all about special interests. I want everyone in Washington to hear and to heed the words I'm about to say. If we win on November 8th, we are going to Washington, D.C., and we together are going to drain the swamp. Under my contract with the American voter, we are proposing a series of ethics reforms on day one to end government corruption. They include a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Important. A lifetime ban on government officials lobbying for a foreign government. Do you believe this? They get out, they lobby for it, they make a fortune. A total ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. Thank you very much. We don't need your money. Under my contract, I'm also going to take a series of actions on day one to protect American workers. We are living through the greatest jobs theft in the history of the world. They are taking our companies. They are taking our jobs. And our politicians, many of whom are stupid and many of whom are corrupt, are allowing it to happen. We're not going to allow it any longer. Our nation has lost one-third of its manufacturing jobs.
Well, he spells it out, and Scott, you know, you can tell Newt Gingrich's influence on the Trump campaign with a contract with America in his first 100 days. Well, I'll tell you, this hits right at the heart, and this is what people in America want to hear. I mean, they've been dealing with the scandals of this government long enough, and it would seem that you know, Hillary Clinton is the poster child, and she represents all the scandals, all the old school of this government, and the lost direction of what has happened to America and why we're, you know, on the skids here. So, you know, I think he was speaking exactly where he needed to speak. And, of course, the mainstream media is not going to pick up on that. They'd much rather stay in that National Enquirer kind of stuff and, you know, all the salacious sexual stuff, you know, that Newt Gingrich referred to last night with one Megyn Kelly. Quite interesting to see that and listen to that interchange. Good news here. You know, we reported on this earlier this week regarding California National Guard members being asked, more than asked, accounts were being taken over. You know, there was, you know, penalties and all this stuff regarding, you know, some sign-up bonuses. I mean, here they gave up their lives and, you know, in order to defend this country. Well, according to Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, he said he's suspending all efforts to collect reimbursement from improperly awarded enlistment bonuses given to some members of the California National Guard following outrage from veterans and their families over attempts to recover the money 10 years after it was dispersed. He says, I've ordered the Defense Finance and Accounting Service to suspend all efforts to collect reimbursement from the affected California National Guard members. Let's see if they return some of that money they've already taken as well. But that is good news, and we're happy to hear that for the California National Guard. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
You know, someone said, you know, sometimes you just have to take a breath, you know, slow down, just take it easy. We need to breathe a little bit and get through some of these uncomfortable periods and stressors that we're faced with, especially in this election season. Not that it's all about election. I know there's some people right just going, you know, I'm done with it. I checked out already, or I voted early. In fact, I'm going to be voting later on today before I head head back east myself. Back east? I am east. Head back west. One of these directions. You know, I would say breathe, relax. We'll get through this. We will make an intentional and an intelligent vote. I mean, we've got enough information out there, ladies and gentlemen. I think the opportunity that we have here in this country is to decipher, you know, what is the right stuff that we need to know about these candidates? Not what the mainstream media would want to throw upon us and how they want to influence. I mean, it really does, you know, I really find it quite ironic that they claim to be so sincere about making every vote count, but they do everything they can in their publications and in their news reporting to influence the vote and to squash it. You know, there's so many influences to this. And here to kind of help us understand a little bit more about the nuance and even the Electoral College, because I know some people are so confused about it and they say, why did we have that darn thing in the first place anyway? It shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be something, you know, it should have been taken out a long time ago. But Tara Ross says voters do have options that you may not know about. She's an expert historian on the Electoral College and presidential races. She's based out of Dallas. Tara, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here, because you're going to help us understand why the Electoral College needs to be in place and, you know, maybe the grave misunderstandings we have about it.
I'm happy to help.
Okay.
The first thing I'm telling everybody this year is the Republican primaries, or I should say the primaries in general, are a completely different animal from the Electoral College. These are two completely different institutions, and that's important because the Republican primaries, in my opinion, were exhibit A in why we never, ever want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Right.
The Electoral College encourages coalition building. Let's try to find our common values. Let's try to find out, you know, What do we share? What can we agree on? Let's build coalitions. Let's figure out how we get voters in multiple states to vote for us all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican primaries, especially because there were so many candidates, there were 17 candidates, and the field was so fractured and so divided. It got angry. There was no coalition building, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually what I've always said would happen if we got rid of the Electoral College.
Right. And this, of course, has left them very vulnerable to the primary election.
Well, now we have
to the main election, right?
A primary process that had one set of incentives.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we surprised now when we get to the Electoral College that's got a whole different set of incentives, mm-hmm. and we're having trouble, right?
What?
I mean, these were just two different things that are happened, and we're having trouble regrouping.
Well, do you think, as I do, Tara, that, you know, let's just say the Republican Party, because we're talking about this, is that instead of coming together and understanding the nuance of the game, and because we saw this happen in the primaries, is that Ted Cruz, for example, understood there were certain nuances and strategies to be incorporated, and time and again, Donald Trump, for example, he's not a politician, and maybe the people that were advising him, there was just too much minutia in that to understand some of the nuance, and they lost ground at certain times because they were out-strategized by Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that, that seems true to me. I don't know a bunch about what happened behind the scenes there, but I do think that there has been such a push this year for more and more and more pure democracy, and it misunderstands our system overall. Our Constitution, our presidential election processes, none of these things are purely democratic. We are self-governing. You know, we have a say. The founders thought voice of the people should be reflected in the presidential candidate that is ultimately selected, but we're not purely democratic. We have outlets for deliberation and compromise and working together. And I think, you know, our nomination processes, of course, are not in the Constitution, but have over time kind of we've lost some of that, and we've just turned it towards more and more and more pure democracy to such an extent where now it's even if you try to insert deliberation or compromise into the equation. You can see people scream, rigged, rigged. No, it's not rigged. It's a combination of democracy and republicanism, a small r, you know, and federalism, state-by-state action. These are things that were meant to protect us and to help us to come up with good compromise candidates. You know, maybe not everybody gets their first choice candidate. Honestly, I'm not sure the Republican convention did itself any favors by not just saying, hey, let's go find an army general or something.
Right.
Somebody completely different, you know, nobody gets their first choice here, nobody at all, and let's find a good, acceptable second choice candidate that a lot of people can agree on. So that is the reason that we don't have a pure democracy, is because sometimes everybody's first choice just doesn't match, and it's because we're such a big country, and that's okay.
But well, I think the other thing too, Tara, and I don't mean to cut you off, the other thing is we have to deal with is the culture of the time. I mean, right now, as you said at the onset, there is lots of contention, and that is within the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. I mean, there are food fights all over the place. And which isn't to say this is new to politics. I mean, you know, from time one in history, this has been the case. You know, me against you, and hey, we're a competitive sort. So we like to win. You know, we don't like to lose. And so there's a lot riding on the line, and it just seems that our culture has been conditioned, particularly in the last 8 years, to be more contentious. And I think that has to do more with the absence of leadership that has been lacking, you know, in terms of that voice of leadership that can come out and bring some reason and sense to, you know, some of the crazy things we're dealing with in this country today.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff going on. I do think we are an independent kind of a people. We always have been. It's one of the things I love best about America,
yes,
to tell you the truth. It is what makes it so hard to come together and find a good candidate or a good nominee or a good president. And why I think it's so important to insert these kind of safeguards in the process so that one large plurality, okay, not even a majority, just and I'm speaking generally, doesn't run over like everybody else. This happens in multiple different places in our country. You know, I think the reason why this election spun out of control to some degree is because people are just so upset. I mean, about, you know, everybody's upset. I don't know if anybody's not upset about it.
Well, there's no rules. The rules are broken. You've got an outsider coming into play here, and he doesn't play by the rules. He's not a politician. So, of course, that's going to upset the status quo, right?
Well, I guess I meant in general, like in all of the years leading up to the election, there's so much going on in Washington that people are upset about, you know, and policy decisions that are being made or executive orders that are being issued or just things that are happening and people feeling like my representative is not representing me up there.
Exactly. Yeah, so what kind of options do we have? I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away. The official date, you know, Tuesday, November, come November 8th, that's our voting day. So what options do we have?
We have a lot of options. I hear music. Do you need me to be fast?
Well, no. Actually,
okay.
Actually, I don't mean to, Rennie, we got a little bit more time. I mean, I was talking about breathing. I need to take a breath here. I'm just so excited to talk to you about, you know, about the possibilities and what's happening with our country. And as you say, this republic in which we live in, and there are some things that are misunderstood, the due process of it all. And that can add to the agitation as well. But, you know, this is why we have you here, Tara, so that you can calm us down. Is that all right?
I can do it.
Okay, more with Tara Ross on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. To Bill Martinez live.
forget it. It's 19 after the top of the hour. Yes, I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Tara Ross is with us, and here we are. You know, we're just days away, November the 8th, less than 2 weeks from Election Day officially. But America's already been voting, and already numbers, 4 or 5 million votes have already been cast. And it looks like we may end up, Tara, breaking the record. In 2012 was more than 46 million early voters, and they're talking it could surpass 50 million this time around.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has everybody engaged, so I think that's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing. You know, you, as some would say, in some circles, you know, vote early, vote often. But, of course, we can't talk about that. We can't talk about those buses because somehow that's a violation of the democratic process. And some would say there's no way that there's any kind of fudging the numbers and no voter fraud. But, you know, people still keep getting arrested and convicted for voter fraud, even though they say it doesn't exist. I don't know.
The great thing about the Electoral College, though, is that it provides a lot of buffers against that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the world is perfect, hunky-dory. You know, it's not. I mean, clearly yeah. there are problems. But the Electoral College, it isolates those problems. Okay, so in order to steal an election with the Electoral College in place, you have to figure out which state matters. Go figure out how to steal votes in that state. And by the way, if you could figure it out and you can steal votes in that state, then probably everybody else has figured it out too, and they're watching you really hard. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Right.
And compare that to a situation with no Electoral College, where you would have any vote stolen, any precinct in this country would matter and could change the national outcome. I mean, right now, if it's that easy to steal, you can imagine stealing as many blue votes as you want in the bluest blue California precinct, or as many red ones as you want in the reddest red Texas one. But it doesn't matter. I mean, if the state is that safe, then it doesn't affect
you. Know why bother?
Outcome.
Right. Why bother with it? It's just exactly.
Another just final point on that is that I think people forget without the Electoral College, we wouldn't have 51, I'm counting D.C., state elections with a state official in charge of them. Instead, we would have a federal bureaucracy with a federal person appointed to be the, by the way, probably by the incumbent president, maybe, who's running for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that federal bureaucracy would be a lot easier to manipulate than 51 different state processes.
Well, unfortunately, because of the scandals that have surrounded the Beltway these years, and the many questions that have come forth, it puts it all into question, and it gives it a bit of veracity, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like everybody's running around with tin foil on their head. You know, when you look at, for example, what was it, 59 voting districts in 2012 voted, in some cases, over 100% for Barack Obama. You know, I can't help but just question the reasonableness, you know, and the unreasonableness of it. I mean, that you would get that many, not to mention the fact that when they did look into it, they found that many people rose from the dead, and maybe some of them were Republicans. When they rose from the dead, they voted Democrat. Only to die again and wait until the next rise, I guess. I don't know. You know, it is comical, but it's serious, but it lends credence to the possibility of it, and especially when you have so much contention going on. I got to tell you, Tara, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be Hillary Clinton, and I don't want to be Donald Trump. I don't want to be the next president of the United States for all that they have to deal with, because that office better come with a therapist and lots of booze. Because, you know, to get through what you're going to have to get through with the contention and this country, I mean, both these candidates have been so beat up. I mean, usually it happens in the primary. Trump didn't, you know, he went through his bouts. But, boy, I mean, this time around, I mean, it's like, well, you know, if Hillary ends up there, it's like, well, we can't trust her anyway because of all everything that's, you know, has been happening and how she cheated and fudged and stole all this money in the Clinton Foundation. I mean, people's perception. And with Trump, you know, it's, you know, he's got, you know, he's got his basket of issues as well. So that people will use against him. So, I mean, it is going to be a harrowing time, you know, for this country in the coming years, no doubt.
You know, at the time of the Republican convention, I wrote, the problem is that people have become so focused on winning and not focused enough on just thinking about, like, how do I work with my fellow American? How do
exactly.
I build coalitions? How do I? And that doesn't mean you have to cave. I feel like coalition building has become some kind of, you know, nasty word lately. It's not. There are people who cave and don't have a spine, and none of us like that.
Right.
I'm talking about healthy compromise.
Correct.
You know, California and Texas working together, You know, and I think a lot of that, by the way, could be done by a completely separate issue we haven't even brought up yet, but just kicking things back to the state level. I mean,
exactly.
California and Texas have to agree on environmental issues? Not really. I mean, why are we insisting on so many one-size-fits-all solutions for so many things in this country? It's unnecessary. Mm. It's not what our founders wanted, and we should be unsurprised now that there's so much divisiveness and anger.
Well, the fact is, California and Texas worked very well together with Governor Perry. Governor Brown chased businesses out of California, and Governor Perry welcomed them. So it was a perfect match. I mean, good yin and yang, you know, there. So probably not the expected outcome that most Californians had, but that's the reality. But no, I agree with you, seriously. And what I find, Tara, in speaking with, you know, just arch, hardcore leftists is that when you get all the emotion out of the side, aside, and you say, okay, let's deal with the issue. In many cases, I find we're heading in the right, we've got the right destination. It's the journey. It's the process of how to get there. Once you get outside of the emotions and, the idea of invalidation, like I'm not going to hear you because, you don't share the same values as I do. So we're just going to, step away from this. But I find that when you can get on the other side of that, there is agreement and there's a lot that can be accomplished. But, it takes time. And, when we, as I say often, we have become the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave today and we yell, hurry up. Things do not happen fast enough. Somebody gets shot. Forget about due process. We want somebody hung right now. I mean, if it's reported in the morning news, by evening news, we want a hanging to take place. I mean, sadly, I'm exaggerating, obviously. But the attitude and the temperament is, hey, let's get this done. Let's get this resolved right away. But in cases of our democracy, our republic, the way our founding fathers designed this, it is a process and it moves deliberately to protect us from our sense of expediency, which gets us in trouble.
I mean, I hope that if nothing else comes out of this year, just that we take time to learn about our processes. There were so many points in this election year where we could have taken a different path, where things could have gone differently. Just in a healthy, less angry way, maybe people would feel like they had better options. It makes me sad. It just makes me sad as someone who knows a lot about the process and could see
what's
happening. I hope people will just take time to learn. I mean,
Well, and that's the problem. And that's the problem, Tara. We've got people that don't want to take the time to learn. Look what is being taught in schools today, and all they're doing is breeding more frustration because people do not want to take the time to understand what the process is all about. Mm-hmm. And as you say, there are options that you don't know about. Well, if you don't know about them, that could probably go a long way in getting this country back on track, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I think the good news is the younger generation, they want to know. I've actually been in a lot of fourth grade classrooms lately because I have a new kids book about the Electoral College, and I've been talking to all these kids, and they are excited. I mean, they have so many good questions, really, and they're probably confused about why their parents are so upset, but they're trying to figure it out. And I guess my point is just it's not for lack of wanting to learn, it's not for any of that. It's just we just need to take over from the school sometimes and teach our kids ourselves.
And maybe, not only kids, but it's a good learning opportunity for us. So the book, though you've been going talking to fourth graders, there's probably a lot of adults and even in senior homes that would love to read your book, We Elect a President. It was written for grade schoolers, but, they've been dumbing us down for a while. Maybe we need to go back to the basics and understand, the process. We Elect a President. The book is available at all the usual places, I take it, right, Tara?
Absolutely. You go to weelectthepresident.com.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Expert historian on the Electoral College. Great insight and good stuff. Thank you for sharing. Tara Ross, Dallas-based former attorney, has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-and-a-chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, it's Hillary's birthday. Did we mention that? You already knew that. I'm sure you already sent her a birthday card, didn't you, Scott? Or are you going to jump out of a cake for her later on? I don't know.
I am not doing anything with her.
I don't know. The imagery, I can't even believe I said that. That was by accident. Forgive me.
Yeah, I'm 6'4", Bill. Like 200.
Well, a big cake. A big cake.
Yeah, it'd have to be a really big cake.
Okay, well, good fun. Well, happy birthday to Hillary Clinton. That's what I know that you want to express, and so do I. Dr. Galen McCullough is with us, international acclaimed plastic surgeon, former president of the American Board of Facial Plastic Surgeons, served as president of the International Council of Reconstructive Surgery, and author of 15 books in his spare time, let me tell you. In his younger days, he played football under Coach Paul Bear Bryant and was his personal physician. Dr. McCullough, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, what an experience for you to be tutored by Coach Bryant. Wow. I mean, I imagine the memories and the impact that he had on your life was quite amazing.
Bill, not a day passes that I don't utilize some lesson that I learned from Coach Bryant on the field and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wonderful mentor. He was a leader of men. He taught you how to come back, you know, when the chips were down against you, and how to fight through adversity.
Okay, you're under him. You've got to have, you know, I'm sure one, if not many. But what is the golden nugget that you got from Coach Bryant that you could share with us?
Probably the most significant lesson that I learned from him was learned on the very last play that I played for him in the Orange Bowl in Miami. Mm-hmm. In 1964. We were on the 1-foot line and failed to score. and lost the ball game by 5 points. And we came off the field. Some of the players behind me said, "Coach, we scored." And he looked at our team, and he said, "If Joe Namath had walked in the end zone with the football, there'd be no question about it."
Mm-hmm.
And so the lesson I learned from that is if you want to accomplish something, you cannot do just enough to get the job done. You have to go beyond what is expected and leave no room for doubt. That is the message, leave no room for doubt.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that. Dr. McCullough, you talk about Orwell's America, and this seems to be the order of the day. It is cycling back, as I said to you, kind of the reprise of a bad song here. We're just hearing it one more time and again, that Orwell's America, a book that was written back in the 40s, is now being realized once again. We are warned, I guess in the latter 60s, 70s, it kind of went through a resurgence. And now, forget about the book, it's the reality of what Orwell had said was going to happen. It is happening to a city near us.
Bill, what I've done in this book is I have shown in a non-fictional manner how we have become the world that George Orwell described so aptly 70 years ago, mm-hmm. and he did it in an allegory or a novel.
Right.
But I have demonstrated how we are that world. I've been working on this book now for about 2.5 years, and it is really frightening to see how things that I wrote a year and a half ago have already come to fruition. And I think there's more on the way, unfortunately.
And I got to imagine, as you're writing this in the early days, you're kind of predicting out. You see the trajectory of the culture of this country, of its political trajectory in that, and you say, gosh, boy, this looks like a duck, and it's starting to walk like a duck. And then as time goes by, as you say, you've been doing this for 2.5 years, and you go back, and you probably had to update some of those areas that you wrote early on, and maybe with some sadness.
It's been a work in progress. I have mm-hmm. had to update things, and even right before it went to press, I was still adding things that came out concerning the Hillary Clinton's email scandal and all of those other things, and trying to make it as appropriate as I possibly could. But yes, actually, I've been researching this for 30 years, mm-hmm. and have written several other books leading up to this one. But I am sorry to say that this book really outlines things in a nonfictional manner. And these things are right before our eyes. They're very obvious. And all mm-hmm. we have to do is just open our eyes and look and see how things are unfolding. And I believe we have one last chance, and that's going to occur 13 days from now.
Right.
13 days we have to save this country, because I'm afraid that if Hillary gets in, that you're truly going to see the Orwellian state of America be on a fast forward. You know, Barack Obama warned us of this.
Yes.
When he campaigned, he said, and I quote, one of the first pages of my book, "America is the greatest country on earth, and we have to change it." Well, if it was the greatest country on earth, why would anyone who loves America want to change it? He also said 5 days before his election that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Exactly.
And he has delivered on that promise. He has fundamentally transformed this country in ways that people don't even realize. Today we're told where we can pray, or if we can pray at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're told the words that we can speak through political correctness. Some words are no longer allowed. We're told how much money we can earn. And we're told how much of that we earn we can keep, and how much of it we can pass on to our heirs. We're also told whether we're allowed to protect ourselves. If someone breaks into our home and we can't protect ourselves with a gun, because oftentimes if you defend yourself, you become the defendant.
Exactly.
Against mm-hmm. the perpetrator.
Right. Yeah, it has been turned upside down, no doubt about it. And the amazing thing, and this is happening also with Hillary Clinton and her campaign, is I've observed with progressives is they self-indict. They tell you exactly what they're going to do. Barack Obama has done this. Hillary Clinton has done it. But what amazes me is people will be in the audience and they're applauding. And I'm going, did you just hear what they just said? I mean, they're so disconnected I don't know how they ignore reality and ignore the words of what they're saying. But like you say, at the very core of what Orwell talked about was really what the Book of Romans talks about, that there will be a time when we exchange the truth for a lie. And we are told also that I mean, it is so striking, that term woe, down to the very soul and essence of who we are. In that day when we say that which is good is evil, evil good, sweet sour, sour sweet. And Dr. McCullough, we're right here. We're experiencing this. And it's not that we haven't been forewarned. People that know better, that know that these words have meaning, and we see the trajectory of these words, we're realizing, we're living it out. And, you know, I say, how do you like me now?
Bill, the demise of the United States is no coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's been, it's a devised plan. It's been in the works a long, long time. Anti-Americanism has been in front of us for a long, long time, and yet we continue to ignore it through political correctness. We've not been allowed to call the duck the duck.
Yes.
Or a lie, so to speak.
Right.
And Orwell called it doublespeak and doublethink. Yes. And let me just give the audience an example of that. It's just come out within the last few days that Hillary has both a private and a public policy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what doublethink is to hold two concepts at the same time and to be able to promote both of those to an unsuspecting public or mass. The American people have been indoctrinated through this process for a long, long, long time. And Barack Obama was the perfect Manchurian candidate that came in and got the ball rolling, because he was able to make bold moves. And the Republican Congress and many people were just afraid to call it what it was, because they were afraid of being called a racist.
Exactly.
Now we've got Hillary coming in to try to continue the same process that he started. You have to be careful, because now, if you were racist against Barack Obama, you're sexist if you point out Hillary Clinton.
Without a doubt. Dr. McCullough, we're out of time, but I want to ask you, can you stay another segment?
I would love to.
Oh, I'd love to have you with us. So Dr. McCullough continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
I can't do it.
Hey, given the choice, why not make it a great day? Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking George Orwell's classic novel, 1984. It was penned back in 1949. The disturbing plot appears to have a degree of commonality with the storyline that our country currently appears to be living out. Winston Smith, as you may recall, the main character and protagonist of Orwell's book, is the allegorical narrator and quintessential everyman. The novel subsequently gave birth to two films, a 1956 movie starring Edmund O'Brien and a 1984 release starring John Hart. Orwell's novel and its cinematic progeny depict a future dystopian totalitarian society in which elites control the thoughts of the populace by restricting language, political correctness maybe, manipulating media, oh, do we see that today, and mandating beliefs and opinions. In fact, it will be mandated in such a way that we'll use every bit and power and arm of the laws, such as the IRS, which has been pronounced, the FBI. You tell me what agency has not been complicit in this process. I mean, to the point now that we're just about ready, you know, to make an announcement for a thought police czar. Why not here, huh, Dr. McCullough?
Well, I think, Bill, you've hit all the high points there. And what I've done in my book, which Orwell, The Orwellian State of America, is the non-fictional sequel to what George Orwell wrote. You mentioned the FBI and the IRS. You didn't mention the NSA.
Yes.
NSA, of course, is spying on everything that we do. People don't really realize that, obviously, our emails can be hacked into pretty easily, as we've seen with the Hillary Clinton situation. I think it's backfired somewhat on the big brother, big sister progressives like Hillary Clinton, the fact that the emails were hacked. But also, people don't realize that everything that we do, we go on the Internet, and the stories that we read, the articles that we read, we're profiled. And we can be tracked. Many folks don't realize it, but if you don't turn off the tracking system on your cell phone, someone can track everywhere you've been within the last month, even how many stairs that you've climbed. Right. I know this sounds very strange, but it's as true as night is day. So it is frightening. The world that we're becoming, and you know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we have one last chance, and that's going to be in about 13 days.
Exactly,
we can stop that. Donald Trump, I think, really wants to be president because he truly wants to make America great again. Hillary Clinton wants to be president because it's going to help her further feather her nest, as she has done with the Clinton Global Initiative. And so people looking at the two candidates, it's very clear of which one will have a chance to make America great again and which one is going to continue down the path that Barack Obama has laid.
Really kind of amazing that Hillary, by her own admission, left the White House. She says dead broke, but in a matter of years became a zillionaire with all the antics of what her and Bill Clinton were able to accomplish through the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, a president who normally, upon retirement, averages about $70,000 to $80,000 for a speech, suddenly finds himself making $300,000 to $750,000 for a speech. And the only thing different that occurred was that his wife became Secretary of State. That in itself access. Should raise all kinds of flags.
Yeah, she sold access to the United States government. And obviously, a lot of the classified information we're now learning that she said was not on her server is out there.
Right.
And if, in fact, here's a connecting dot that a lot of people haven't put together, I think. They are claiming the Russians stole her emails. Well, think about this. If the Russians stole all of her emails and she was communicating back and forth with the President of the United States, as it appears now, and she was communicating back and forth with other government officials about private, secret, confidential matters, the Russians have them all. So she violated our security. And they're claiming the fact that the Russians stole them. Well, whose fault was it that they were stolen?
Exactly.
It wasn't.
Well, and strict laws and strict laws and regulations are supposedly in place, and people have gone to jail for a lot less than this.
Well, you have two standards. You've got the standards against the Clintons, and then you've got the standards against everyone else. And, of course, Obama has every reason in the world to try to protect her because he's implicated in a lot of these wrongdoings as well. They just haven't all come out. But
well, he has the nerve to say that he found out the same time we did, when now we find out from these emails that he was communicating with her. This is the President of the United States, direct communications with the Secretary of State on a private server. He's the president. He puts the country at risk. He's having conversations. And I think there's some suggestion that he even used a pseudonym. So he knew that he was gaming the system and tried to get around it and offer some sort of plausible deniability. But again, he's caught red-handed with his hand in the cookie jar. There's crumbs all over his face. And he's saying, no, not me. I didn't do it.
What I mention in the book is something called the politics of organized lying. And that's what we have witnessed from the time Barack Obama became a candidate and from the time Hillary Clinton has become a candidate. Everything that we are witnessing is part of the politics of organized lying. And I really think that the American people are just about fed up with this. And I predict that there's going to be a big surprise on the evening of November the 8th when the votes are counted. I think that you're going to see the silent majority that has not voted in a long, long time come out, and I hope and pray that we're able to take this country back and get it back on the right direction and start putting people in positions of authority that won't sell our secrets to our enemies for cash.
Well, I agree with you. It is our last chance, and I think that this groundswell, this grassroots group of people, the silent majority, is being mismeasured. It's been greatly misunderstood, and I think that's a good thing, and I would hope that they would not lose hope with what is being put out there and perpetrated by the mainstream media, because much the same thing that was exampled in England with Brexit, I believe, is ripe for the coming here in the United States. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. You know, you look at the turnout of Trump's rallies versus the turnout at the Democrat rallies. There's no comparison.
Right.
And I believe that the people who are doing these polls have a vested interest. Anything that NBC is involved in, anything that ABC is involved in, anything that CBS is involved in, or the New York Times or the Washington Post,
right.
You know where their allegiance lies.
Right.
I loved what Trump said at the Smith Foundation talk.
Yes.
He said, tonight as I was coming in, I met part of Hillary's campaign team. And he pointed over there and he says, it's ABC, NBC, CBS. And he was absolutely right.
Yes, exactly.
So they have a vested interest. So any poll that one sees that is in any way connected mm-hmm. with those entities, I think you just need to disregard those.
Yeah,
because we know that they have a reason why they want it to look like this election is over and that the Trump people will not go to the polls and vote.
Well, hopefully they do not get discouraged like the Sanders people did. You know, if I bring to memory what happened in the final Tuesday primary that involved California when AP rigged the system, made an announcement 2 days earlier that they missed the count, and now with an audit that they counted Hillary had all the delegates. So basically they called the election prior to that primary, and as a result, you know, Bernie ended up losing by double-digit figures when going into it before that announcement. He was maybe 1 or 2 points behind Hillary Clinton in California alone. So there's no doubt. I mean, they've rigged it. They've worked it time and time again. But unfortunately, this is the sentiment that is out there. It is the prevailing sentiment amongst many Americans, and I agree, that make up that silent majority. But here's our chance. If we're going to reclaim America for we the people, then the people need to get out there and make sure their vote counts for America's future, don't they?
One final thought, though, from my standpoint, as far as the election is concerned, Bill, is that, you know, people keep saying, well, Trump has his faults, and I just can't pull the trigger for him. I just can't pull that lever. Well, I don't know that we've ever had a perfect candidate. But when you start comparing Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton, not because of what they've said, but what they've done, and the risk that they've put this country in, and the risk that they're going to put our children in for years to come, there really is no comparison. Mm-hmm. And if people would just simply look at one factor, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States,
right,
the next president will have anywhere from 3 to 4 appointments, probably, on the Supreme Court. If Hillary Clinton is in there and the progressive socialist that she will appoint control the Supreme Court, we will never know freedom again. The Constitution of the United States will be, in essence, disassembled.
And exactly.
All you need to do is look at Sharia law versus the Constitution, and we are heading toward a world or a country of Sharia law.
Yeah, it is a scary thought, but this is the reality, and people need to consider the direction that America is in. I say they have. It's just not it's not been specifically defined, other than we know that we're on the wrong track. And I say, what does being on the right track look like? And I don't think that Hillary Clinton is the one to get us back on track. It all has to do with who's beholden to who. Donald Trump clearly is not beholden to special interests. He is not sold out to foreign governments like Hillary Clinton has done. And so if you want more of a globalist influence in America, then Hillary is your gal. If you want someone who's going to stand behind the Constitution and those ideals that you and I grew up with, then Donald Trump has to be the man. And you're exactly right. There's never been a perfect president, has there?
No, there hasn't. And in my opinion, the fact that the mainstream media is against him may be the best argument for the American people to be for him.
Well, Dr. Galen McCullough has been with us. Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for your time and your insight. We look forward to having you back and keeping the conversation going. Thank you.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up-your-number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or Reverie.com.
We use mobile devices right again.